OPT Network. The OPT Network brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
Peripheral vascular disease, or PVD, is a very common condition affecting 12 to 20% of Americans age 65 or older. PVD develops most commonly as a result of hardening of the arteries, which occurs when cholesterol and scar tissue build up, forming a substance called plaque, which narrows and clogs the arteries. This is a very serious condition that can cause decreased blood flow to the legs, resulting in pain when walking, and if left untreated, can eventually lead to gangrene and possible amputation. If you think you may be suffering from these symptoms, MIGS physicians can help you. More information is available at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, 318-445-9700. That's 318-445-9700. Part of the Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-VantageHealthPlan.com.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point.
This is the official
OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Friday morning.
Woo.
But you know, I was thinking, DC, as we were getting started, every morning really does seem like Friday to us.
Yes, it does.
Every single morning feels great, but this is the day.
Except Sunday.
Except
because
Sunday.
That's the church day, man. That's when we go get that.
Except Sunday.
You know, that's when we go get refilled.
Yes.
When we come in here, we're giving it out.
That's right.
When we go to church.
We go get refilled.
Absolutely.
That's great. And so, you know, as we were traveling in, as we always do this morning, in the mornings rather, we noted that it is foggy on the roads. It is foggy on the interstates and on the highways. So as you're getting ready to get there, you're probably on your way by now. It's 7:41 local time, 8:41 Eastern time. If you're in the central Louisiana area, it is foggy. And as always, we remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. Remember, the magic hour is 9 o'clock. And if you're anything like us, by the time you really get your day started, you look up and it's already 2 o'clock. Well, 2 o'clock is when school zones resume. And this morning, it was thick fog. Sometimes in some areas, it's hard to see. So you really have to be mindful for those kids that are standing out waiting for buses. Be mindful about what buses are doing. You know what? And slow down. Give those ladies and gentlemen a break. I say it every single day to our bus drivers. You guys work incredibly hard. And unless you are a bus driver, we could never know the challenges of being responsible for getting so many kids to school every day safely. So kudos and big ups to our bus drivers. Help them this morning by giving them a break and slowing down. Help our crossing guards by slowing down through those school zones. I know it's tough, especially if you haven't given yourself enough time, but we ask you to do it, and we know that you can. And guess what? It's Friday, so it feels great, and that should give you even more momentum. Well, you know, yesterday I told you guys that I was drinking from my Be Fulfilled cup. Well, I loved it so much, DC, that I decided that I would be fulfilled again today. And so, you know, as I was drinking from the cup, and the Be Fulfilled cup came from Live Happy magazine. It is a magazine that we are partnering with that we love, love, love. All the articles are so uplifting and so positive. It just puts you in the frame of mind to think better and to do better. And when I got this Be Fulfilled cup, it just made me think about so many things. And I guess when you're listening, you're like, Carlette, everything makes you. It does. The things that could be so small to one person, like DC analyzes everything. Well, you know, words intrigue me, and what they do intrigue me. And when I looked at the cup, Be Fulfilled, and then under the B, there's just a simple, like, little smile. And every time I look at this cup, it makes me smile. And then it makes me think about being fulfilled. And that could mean a lot of things. You know, and you are responsible for being fulfilled. We're not asking anyone else to fulfill us. We have to fulfill ourselves, and we've got to find those good, positive things that fulfill us and that just simply make us smile. And yesterday, after we talked to Carol Nichols, who is the editor-in-chief of Live Happy magazine, and we had been doing it already, we really made it our business to just go out and engage people with a smile. The smile is the universal language that no matter where you go on this planet, everybody understands a smile. And it just makes you happy, and it makes the other person happy. And you know, when you really, really purpose in your heart to engage another person with a smile, you can just see that person light up. And we went into some places where, you know what, the light might not be gleaming all that bright. And so as you're going about your Friday, you know, it is the day that we all love to love. Be fulfilled. And you know what? When you're fulfilled and when you can be pleasant and bright and let your light shine, then you know what? Maybe you can prompt someone else to click on their light. Sometimes people are so dark and so dreary, and just a simple smile is a game changer. You may not even know it. And you know, as I was thinking about the articles and I was thinking about smiling, and I had even mentioned to Carol what my mom had said to me so many years ago about smiling. Smiling was always and still is my mother's big thing. She loves to smile. And I just couldn't get it. I was like, I don't have anything to smile about. And have you ever felt that way? You're not going to smile if you don't feel like you have anything to smile about. But she went through some of the hardest, most guttural times in her life with a smile. And I never really just got it until I got older. And what I understood is that it created something in her that moved all of those things, all of those sadnesses and all of those hurts and pains. It just helped. It helped her to smile. And then as you get older and we get smarter, and then there's an article or there's research about everything, and all of the research tells us about happiness and about smiling and how it keeps us young and how it rewires our brains when we smile, then you can now say, oh, okay, I get it. But we couldn't get it when somebody was just simply saying, no research, no studies, just smile. It's going to make you feel better, and it will make someone else feel better. And so this morning, if you're one of those people like I used to be that didn't like to smile a lot, I challenge you to engage someone and simply smile. Minimally invasive image-guided specialists, also known as MIGS, they're making patients better and faster. And guess what? It's their top priority. Also, Vantage Health Plan, their goal is to make their members well and to keep them that way with quality preventive care. And also, listen, if you need a specialist, you absolutely do not have to have a doctor's referral. So we want you to sign up for Vantage Health Plan. Vantage Health Plan. Vantage is making health care work. Remember, March the 31st is the absolute deadline. We're probably going to have some other people coming in before the deadline to enlighten us, to help us to understand just how important and affordable the Affordable Care Act is. Now, this is how you can connect with Vantage. 318-361-0900 or 888-823-1910. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Don't forget to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. You can phone Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. And I'm going to tell you what, if you don't have a credit union with the heart, you need to join the heart of Louisiana Credit Union. When I tell you that they're always on point, they're having financial checkups right now. It is the opportunity for you to go in and just get your finances checked upon. That's the heart of Louisiana Credit Union. They are absolutely dedicated to this community, and they're dedicated to excellence. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real solutions for you and your family. The Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play down in the parish, one of our favorite places. You can phone for more information, 800-833-4195, or simply click on to the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism on Facebook and find out what's happening down in the parish. McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. If you're on your way, be sure and stop and get some coffee or get some breakfast this morning from any one of our McDonald's. Magnolia State Mortgage, it's where dreams come true. I say it every day. I hope you guys are taking heed, especially those people that are looking around and thinking, it's time for me to buy a house or it's time for me to remortgage, refinance. The ladies of Magnolia State can help you. And they do that by simply getting your information, hearing what your goals are, and helping you to get there. It takes one call, 318-561-8020. 318-561-8020. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. And you know what? As I was talking about smile, someone came in and gave me a beautiful smile. Hey, everybody, stay on point. We're going to take a break here, but we'll be back right after this. Hey.
Attention, Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
We are seeking fish delicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
So ridiculous.
Filet-O-Fish!
We are craving Cravalicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
Much more than delicious.
It's Filet-O-Fish delicious!
The McDonald's Filet-O-Fish, made with 100% wild-caught Alaskan pollock. You know exactly where to find it. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official
official OPT network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always one time now.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time, just for you and for me, to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you, he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're gonna love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click like Octavia, O-C-T-A-V-I-A. God will deliver.
Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204.
Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 4 minutes after 8 local time, 4 minutes after 9 Eastern time. And you already know that Fridays are Real Women, Real Talk Friday. But before I tell you what we're talking about, I read this article and I just want to share it with you guys. And before I tell you who's here, I just want to share it with you guys, especially our ladies, because I know it's going to affect a lot of you if you're anything like me. I love, love, love to bathe. And I know a lot of people love to bathe and love to shower. And with the cold weather, the up and down, I kept wondering, what was it doing to my skin? You know, with everything, it's so dry. Well, this is what the experts are saying about our skin. They're saying we need to, can you believe this? They say we need to back up a little bit on the baths and on the showers. Yes. And I said, oh my goodness. Now, not only do I love to bathe in really, really hot water. And they're saying that especially when it's cold and dry and we're using the heat so much, that it can make us more disposed to skin conditions like dermatitis and eczema. So if that's you this morning, caution. And so, you know, all my whole life, you know, my mother always says, take care of your skin, take care of your skin, make sure you keep it oiled. Well, just fruit for thought. If you're one of those guys or gals that loves, loves, loves to shower and bathe, and you're doing it a couple times a day, it might not be the best for your skin. They say moisturize, moisturize, moisturize. And then they say, if you do have to take your baths and showers as often as you like, that you should use lukewarm, not hot water, and keep showers and baths short. So listen, just fruit for thought. I thought I'd share that because this morning as I was slathering on all my oil and I was thinking, ooh, I'm really, my skin seems to really be taking a toll from the weather. Maybe it might be hurting your skin as well. And this is what the experts say could cause dermatitis and eczema. So just a thought. I know we want to feel clean and fresh and it just gets your morning started. But if you are, make sure, and I love, love, love hot water. Make sure that you're cooling the water down. And then when you get out, and what I've started doing is not really drying all the way. So I just don't dry myself completely. And then I start to put, you know, whatever moisturizer on my body so that, you know, the water can kind of soak in and the oils so that it doesn't completely dry the skin out. But without further ado, we're going to switch gears this morning, and I'm going to tell you who's joining Real Women Real Talk this Friday. Well, it's really, really easy. It's Teresa and Teresa. Teresa Greer from Red River Bank. She's the assistant vice president at Red River Bank. And Teresa Bowie, we call her Risa or Reese, some like to call her. Ladies, good morning and welcome. That's what Lamia. I'm not even going to call Lamia Pitbull Solomon anymore, but that's what she calls. She calls Teresa Reese. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
And you know what? I was just talking about smiles, and both of you came with it. You came with beautiful smiles. You guys look great, and it's great to see you both.
Thank you. You too.
All right. So before we start.
Always pretty.
Before we start. Oh, y'all are just too much. I'm going to have to bring y'all every morning. Okay. They're all there.
Testing one, two, three.
We good. Good morning. Good morning.
All right. So now we're up with our microphones. So first of all, tell me how you guys' this week went. T, how was your week?
Oh, much better than last week, thank God.
Really? What happened last week that
was
a bummer?
A big deal that I'm working on, which I had no idea would be so time consuming, is the Relay for Life. American Cancer Society, Relay for Life, and I'm the chairperson for the bank.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
All right.
So it's fun and it's an experience, but it is some work.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, you know, the combination of juggling two things on one day.
Mm-hmm.
We had a fundraiser last Friday for the Relay, and then my daughter, which was a luncheon, by the way, and my daughter had geography feast at school, which was lunch.
Okay.
So
you just split yourself.
Yeah. I know you know what that's like.
Oh, yes.
Trying to juggle two things at one time.
And even more sometimes.
Yes, exactly.
And so talk about the Relay for Life and what you're experiencing, and then really tell people how they can get involved.
Okay, sure. Well, the Relay for Life, the walk event is going to be held at Menard, 6 p.m., on April 11th. It's a Friday, and it's going to go till about midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So there's fundraisers throughout the community. Many of the large businesses, corporate, or have a team and are involved. But so you can support any team member that you know. If you see around town, if you see buckets that have Relay for Life on it, you can make a small donation in there. You can contact me, Teresa Greer, at Red River Bank if you'd like to make a donation. And then just the support that night. We're going to have some fun things going on, some food, walks by the survivors, luminaries, a lot of fun, nice things going on the night of the event. So a good donation for $20 for your average person is a nice.
DC's asking her, what's a good donation?
Okay. For a smaller company, I would say $100 would be a nice donation. Well, that would definitely be and the man is taking out his wallet. He is not playing. I love it.
I love it too, Chief.
David and Corlette get a lot of support, but they also give back a lot to the community,
Absolutely. Yeah. And T, how did you become the chairperson for the Relay for Life?
Basically, it was I was taking a lunch and asked if I would take it over this year.
If you knew he was gonna write the check, you probably would have asked for a lot more. Huh?
I sure would have. No. I'm not greedy. We're very happy to have that. That's a nice donation. Thank you, David.
So T, that's amazing. And so you were kind of feeling the pressure of that last week.
Oh yeah, because it was, you know, all the week getting prepared for the things on Friday, as well as, you know, again in the personal life, making the lunch that we had to bring to the school.
Mm-hmm. You actually made that?
Oh, it was disgusting, but thank you, David. Appreciate it. Yeah, it was disgusting, but we made it.
It was disgusting.
We had to make something from Cook Islands.
Okay.
I didn't know much about Cook Island before my daughter studied it, and you know, of course, she had to have a project to bring a collage. Uh-huh. So it's the parenting, getting all the pictures together.
Oh, I know.
You know.
Yeah. I that's so, gonna make my brain go tilt. So, Risa, how was your week?
Well, it wasn't as exciting as Teresa's. I mean, honestly. So I'm sure you can hear the stuffiness in my voice.
I love the hat. I love the hat, by the way.
Thank you.
I love it.
I am recovering from RSV, y'all.
No.
And I'll go back. Last week, I was in Atlanta for business mm-hmm. with my job, and my director and I were in traffic. We were ready to hit Hotlanta.
It didn't snow in Hotlanta, did it?
It was hot in Hotlanta.
It was hot in Hotlanta.
That was good. You welcome.
It was, it was hot in the evenings. It was freezing in the mornings. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of like our weather here. But we were ready to hit Hotlanta, and we were at the light. We were in Buckhead, just ready to go uh-huh. and see the town. And all of a sudden, boom, God texted and ran right in the back of us while uh-huh. we were at a dead stop, going about 40, 45.
No.
Her shoulder was dislocated. They took me to the hospital by ambulance.
And he was texting and driving.
He was texting and driving. He was a college student at Georgia Tech.
Wow.
Texting and driving. So after we get over that drama, I had to fly out the very next morning to come back home.
Wow.
Stiff, sore, uncomfortable, got home, and right when I was starting to get back on my feet, I came down with this crud. So my week has been really, really slow, but I've been able to honestly take a lot of time to myself because I've had a lot of downtime mm-hmm. just doing nothing. And I posted on my Facebook the other day, you don't realize when you have quiet time and time alone with yourself, how much you learn about yourself.
Mm, what did you learn?
I learned that I didn't realize how much of an introvert I was.
Quit it.
I'm so serious. and it shocked me. And I was like, you know what? Teresa really likes to spend time alone. I like quiet time. I was really enjoying my time just to myself. And just
it doesn't happen often, probably. Huh?
No, yeah. No. Reflecting with God and studying the word, and James will come home and be like, you are all in the zone. I'd have my little lamp on and my robe uh-huh. with my coffee or my tea.
Right.
He was like, I'm going to be happy when you recover all the way.
Where is the real Teresa?
Right.
What did you do with her? You went to Atlanta and you just left her
there. He said, I feel like I'm coming home to your grandmother every day. He did, because I have an old soul. Uh-huh. So little things like walking around the house in the long robe and coffee or tea all the time. Uh-huh. He's like, oh, my God. I think I'm married to a 70-year-old woman.
Uh-huh. And so are you feeling better today?
I am feeling better.
Well, good. Well, let me tell you guys what we're talking about. And Teresa gave it another spin. And this is what I was wondering. I read this article, and I want to share it with you guys in the studio, and I want to also share it with our listeners. The article was an article of a couple had gone on vacation in Colorado, and some other people had also gone on vacation in Colorado to the ski resort. And so this couple had taken their baby, And these doctors were also there at a convention. And the people that were staying next to this couple wrote this couple a nasty note. And they put it underneath their door because the baby cried the whole time. And they said, you know, when we had small kids, we didn't bring our babies on vacation. We planned a whole year for this vacation. And we wanted to ski all day, and then we wanted to come back, and we wanted to sleep. Now, the real issue here is, should we and do we tell people what we feel? Should we and do we tell people what we really think, feel, and believe? And that's the subject of conversation this morning. I want you guys to really ponder that and think about, should we and do we tell people exactly what we feel and what we think? And if we do, how do we do it? Southern Heritage Bank, they're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Davis One Stop, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Sylvia's Caring Companions, Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People. That's Darlene St. Romain and her team, and Bunky, the number 318-346-2540. And don't forget about Incarnate Word Community Clinic. Listen, instead of going to the emergency room, now you can go right down the street, not far from your house, I'm sure, at 3351 Masonic Drive, to Incarnate Word Community Clinic. And here's the number, 318-448-6800. New choices for Huey P. Long patients. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. Selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
We are seeking fish delicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
So ridiculous.
Filet-O-Fish!
We are craving Cravalicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
Much more than delicious.
It's Filet-O-Fish delicious!
The McDonald's Filet-O-Fish. Made with 100% wild-caught Alaskan pollock. You know exactly where to find it. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
To leave my condo to come to this. Well, I'm back, but this time I'm with my man. And these women are putting their hands all over his Yamamoto Kanzai sweater, the iPod. And I'm much, much unhappy about that. I'd hate to come down to the level and become a BW, a basic woman. But if they don't stop, it's gonna get scandalous.
Everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We know that you're on your way by now. It's 8:23 local time, 9:23 Eastern time, and we're joined by Teresa and Teresa. Ladies,
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. And
good
welcome morning. Back. We got a lot to ponder this morning. First of all, I want to just recap a little bit of what we talked about before we left. We talked about this couple that had taken their baby to Colorado skiing, and then another couple who wrote them a very nasty, well, people say it was a nasty letter, but to me it just says the truth. It says that they were selfish and that when they had small children at that age, they didn't take them skiing because kids, of course, babies cannot ski. And they said you should have had someone, some family member to help you or a nanny, and if you didn't, you should have waited. And so the question now has become, since this letter has been posted and it was slipped under this couple's door, were they right about it? Were they right to write this letter, or should they have done something, you know, handled this situation differently. What is your take on it?
Well, you had mentioned before we started talking about it on air that about them asking for another room, which I think would have been the most appropriate thing to do to, if this was really bothering them and upsetting their vacation, mm-hmm. then I think they should have asked the hotel or the resort for another room, and I'm sure they would have been granted another room. So I think...
So you think the letter was too much?
I don't know. I mean, why? I think it was unnecessary, maybe because they chose to stay. Well, I mean, if you chose to stay, then don't complain about it.
And then this is what they start the letter with. They say, "Thank you for bringing a screaming baby to a ski resort and waking up everyone near your room several times during the night." And you know, I had to take myself back when we skied when our son was little, and we went every year really when he was a baby. We didn't take him. And I do think that you have to sort of be courteous, and I think, but you know, it's a catch 22. Uh-huh. What do you think, Risa?
So my thing is, for me, if it's a situation, let me step back. I tell people how I feel if it directly affects me and I can control the action.
Oh, that's good.
If you're being disrespectful to me, I can tell you, and then you no longer have the right or the privilege to be in my space, because it's a privilege to be in my space.
Okay. Uh-oh. I like
And that. I think that that's how we all should carry ourselves. Mm-hmm. You don't have the right to infiltrate my space and the wall that I have up that's open if you're going to disrespect it. So you got to move on.
Mm-hmm.
But in a situation like that, you can't control mm-hmm. whatever is going on in the next room, number one, and it ain't about you. And I say that because, like you said, Teresa, ask for another room and move on. Mm-hmm. You don't know what those people's circumstances were. That baby could have been terminally ill, and that was the last trip they might have ever been able to go on, or one of the parents could have been terminally ill, and they wanted to spend that last Mm-hmm. What could have been that last
so many day. Scenarios.
And you don't mm-hmm. know that,
mm-hmm.
you know. So for me, if it's a situation where you can go in and say, okay, this is annoying me, but let me just go in and see how can I help
mm-hmm.
for all of us. Good morning. Hi, I'm your neighbor from next door. The baby is really upset today. Is it anything I can do? Is it anything I can get her, or...
Can we help?
Can we help? Yeah. And if you don't want to do that, ask the people for another room. Unfortunately, if you can't get it, then you just kind of got to realize, you know what? I'm not going to let this ruin my whole vacation.
Right.
And I'm certainly not going to invest something negative into someone else's life that I don't know, and I don't know the situation and circumstances.
I love that. I never really even thought about it like that, Risa. And really what you're saying is that as people, maybe we need to come out of ourselves.
Yeah, we need to back up and realize, you know what? And I tell my son that. He's 10, and, you know, he's a little boy. He's playing basketball, so he's growing into himself. And he's like, well, Mama, this little boy doesn't like me, and this person is hating on me. And I'm like, well, what's that? Understand, son, it's not about you.
Mm.
You control you. You don't control other people. But if someone is being disrespectful, you do have the right to tell them to back up. You're not welcomed in my space anymore.
Mm.
And leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. And I never thought about what you said. And probably a lot of people in that moment maybe had a raised eyebrow when you said about your space. But I processed it and I wrote it down and I said, you know what? Many of us don't honor our space. Where did you learn to do that?
Being hurt so many times. And growing, allowing myself to grow and my confidence to grow and realizing my worth, it's not going to be compromised at the expense of someone else that can't respect me. Because I feel like, and we as individuals, I think that you have to realize I've went through too much hell.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked too hard to get to where I am. So I'm not going to let your negativity and your disrespectful behavior bring me back to where I was.
Mm.
And so once we realize who we are, and it's not arrogance, it's not cockiness, It's not conceit. It's just you having that confidence in yourself. And if we don't have standards for how people treat us, we have standards for everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to have standards for who you allow into your space and how it affects you. And if it's negative, get it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when we can value ourselves to that extent, then not only do we guard ourselves from foolishness, trash that gets mm-hmm. into our spirits, that clogs out everything good and peaceful within us, but we also, we create a realm to where before people approach us, they think about it. I might not want to go there with her
mm-hmm.
because she's not going to get ugly with me. I put on my Facebook page yesterday, I said a smile will remind people of who you are and convict them of who they are.
Now, T has crossed her arms and crossed her legs and turned to Teresa like,
no.
Teresa, what,
I'm just thinking about how she's protecting herself, and mm-hmm. I think that's a good thing.
Had you ever thought about that? Because I hadn't really.
No, not really. No, I hadn't until you said those words.
But you notice people protect themselves with a wall.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's a hardened wall of distrust. I've been hurt so many times. I've been burnt so many times. I'm shutting everybody out.
Right.
And I'm not saying that. I have a curtain. It's not a wall. It's just mm-hmm. a curtain. I'm not shutting anybody out. You know.
You can still see me.
You can still see me. I'm still there. Right. You can still get to me. But if you're disrespectful, then you just go on the other side of the curtain, and I'm going to go on and close it behind you.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Instead of a wall.
What an interesting thought for the morning. And, you know, I thought about that, too. I was like, Reese, that kind of sounds a little bold and a little, but you know what? And then I wrote honoring our space, and it's something that we should all contemplate. So I want to switch gears, not totally, but I want to talk about, do women have a girl code? You know, men have the G code. They never, ever, ever hardly break the G code. DC's talking bad over there.
He
said, I'm not even going to say what he said. But men have this G code, right?
Uh-huh, right.
Do women have a girl code? And this is a scenario. You know your girl is dating someone. But you know your girl's been through a lot. She's coming off of maybe a divorce, or she's into this relationship and she's all into this guy. And you know that you know that you know. You've got pretty much solid proof, evidence, that the guy is dating, that he's cheating, that the guy she's dating is cheating. Do you tell her, or do you just let it go? T, you say what?
Well, speaking from the past.
Well, I know something. We all know something about this.
Right.
Hey, James, good morning.
Good morning, love. I know you're listening.
He's interested in this topic.
Yeah, yeah. Because he knows. Yeah. See, men know about the G code.
Right.
But what about the girl code? So what do you say to that,
you know, team? You hate to be involved, first of all.
Do you?
Yeah, unless you want to be in a mess, you know.
Okay.
Which I'm not at this age in my life, and what's going on with me, too busy for all this mess.
You mm-hmm.
know, I really don't care for it. But sometimes you just, not that you asked for the information, it just
fell in your lap.
Yeah, it's given to you. Yeah. So what do you do with it, huh?
So what do you do with it?
What do you do with it? Well, you know, speaking to other friends that say, you know what, if it was me, I would want to know.
But don't we all say that?
Don't we all say that?
Famous last words. If it was me, I would want to know.
You hope that it's not true. You hope that what this scenario is really not happening. And then do you want all this distrust and to be faced with this new problem in your life? Do you really want to know, or are you going to put it on the back burner anyway?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just pretend this does not exist. And go on. So, you know, it's
a catch 22.
It is. You're stuck in the middle.
What do you do?
Well, whether it's right or wrong, I didn't tell.
You didn't tell.
And then she found out that I didn't tell.
so that's a whole
so
other
then
can
I had
of
to
worms.
Tell.
You didn't want to tell.
Yeah.
Then she finds out
puts
you know.
Strain on the relationship.
Okay.
Yep. puts a strain on the relationship.
Well, wait, let me stop you. So rewind. Mm-hmm. You knew, you didn't tell. She found out you knew. You had to tell.
Right.
So now when you had to tell, how do you tell that you didn't tell?
I just said, I did it for you. And, you know, which was absolutely true. I said, I didn't want you to go through anything anymore. I know you're going through a hard time right now. You have gone through a hard time over the last year. I didn't want another problem for you, another crisis in your life right now.
Did she receive that?
She did. She said, you know, she said, I thank you for thinking of it that way. But, however, I do wish you would have told me.
And then you say what?
The only reason that she wanted to be told was that she could, so that she could be prepared for when she was approached by others. Not necessarily to get down to the bottom and the truth, but maybe just to be prepared.
So she could save face?
Correct. Right. Mm. With family and friends.
So it was really more about saving face than about leaving the man.
I would say.
And so after you do this, and after you guys have this conversation, what happens next?
Well, there's, you know, a short period of no talk, you know, hurt feelings, of course, in the middle. And then...
Tell me why. Why are there hurt feelings and no talking? When you absolutely had nothing to do with
it
and you
did
nothing wrong.
Yeah. Well, at that point, I think her protection of her relationship kicked in because, you know, she did a little investigating on her own and, you know, and was convinced that this other side relationship of his never took place. So then she was protective of her man and protective of her relationship.
Wow. Teresa's got a big smile over there. Okay, so Risa, speak to that.
So that wasn't about you. That whole situation,
you're right.
It had nothing to do with you. It had everything to do with, look, I really,
and
in my
really
heart.
And it really shouldn't have had to do with me and the girl's friendship either, really.
Really, right. But you know.
But why
I think
does this
women,
happen? We know this in the backside of the story. But
right.
Now we're saying it had nothing to do with me, but it has broken maybe a trust and maybe even broken a friendship. Let me just say that this segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving of Oyles Parish, Bunky, and surrounding areas. That's Kyle Wolf for all of your home, auto, and life insurance, and also banking, 318-346-6695. Also, Get Wired Communications, Jeremy Clary, 318-767-2220. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action. Don't forget about Daryl's Auto Service. Hey, everybody, we're going to pick up this heated conversation on Real Women, Real Talk when we come back after break. Stay with us. We're back after this.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9% and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The bigger show. And
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Special concern. Now I'm a different guy and I don't compare to many. But next to her, I'm plain ordinary. Not many can see the light blue aura that surrounds the girl wherever in the world. She's a 9, a 10, a 20, 50. She's bittersweet and a taco treat. She's strange.
And I like it.
She's
strange. Just the way she is.
Strange.
Walking down the avenue.
She's the kind of person everybody knows. She reeks distinction from head to toe. She's my Twilight Zone, my Al Capone. She's my Rolling Stones and my Eva Peron.
And I like it.
Yes, I like it.
I like it.
The way she wears her hair, yeah. Elusive, you see, like the invisible man in drag. And when you come to meet her, you'll never agree, or she'll be waving a skirt as a flag. Like a cold in October, she'll take you right over. It's not mean to be facetious. And that look in her eye says you're the guy she plans to spend this evening with. She's strange.
And I like it.
And I like it.
She's strange. Just the way
just
she is.
Just the way she is.
Strange. Walking down the avenue.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to Real Women Real Talk. It's Friday. It's the weekend. It's the day that we all love to love. We're joined by Teresa and Teresa, and we're talking about the girl code. Is there such a thing? And we gave a scenario before we went to break about whether women should tell their girlfriends if they know that their significant other or their husband is cheating. And the gamut runs from one end of the spectrum to the other. And Teresa Bowie, you said, what about
that? I'm telling. Yep. So,
well, I'm telling that too. So.
I'm telling it. And look, I'm bringing it because, as I was saying when we were off air, I got to go to sleep at night. And my friendships are, all of my friends, my circle of friends are my sisters. And if it's something that I know is detrimental to them, it's going to affect them directly. I mean, because if you're cheating with someone, that's an open door for all kind of things.
Okay.
And I know for sure this is going on. Not James told Peter that told, no.
Mm-hmm.
But if I know, I'm going to tell it. And I'm going to bring it to her like, look, I love you and I hope you see my heart for this. You know, I'm going to be open and honest with you. You might hate me afterwards.
Are you going to ask her? Are you going to ask her, though? And should we as women ask our girlfriends, if I knew something about the person that you're involved with, would you want me to tell you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that, yeah. Because it takes it off of you. I just can't, I don't want to walk around with that weight on me knowing this is my girlfriend, this is my sister, this is the person that I invite into my home and I go into her home and I know exactly something about a situation.
But what if you know that she can't handle it?
If she tell me, girl, if you know it, I don't want to know. Because some women are like that. You know what? I don't want to know. Then I can respect that and I can say, okay, because it takes it off of me. And then when she finds out.
Well, so let me ask you this. As the friend, why do you feel so burdened to tell her? Why is it your burden? And T, did you feel a burden?
No, I put it in the back of my mind. I just, because I totally did, first of all, did not want to be involved in that. I felt that I was protecting her. So I never told another person.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't gossip about it.
I did not gossip about it. Never told another person. Just really put it in the back of my mind and
just moved on.
And moved on, yeah.
And so when you put it in the back of your mind and move on, when your friend does find out, and it will come to the light, does she now look at you, Risa, and say, you weren't real? You were being disingenuous because you knew and you didn't say.
Absolutely, and that's why I'm going to tell it. Because as I said, we're not friends because we have things in common and we can go and hang out and do things together. Those are tokens to a friendship. But the depth and the foundation of a friendship is trust and respect.
Mm-hmm.
And those very strong core values that we oftentimes forget because we throw around friendships so loosely and so lightly. And this is my friend because we can go hang out and have dinner together or whatever else. Those are tokens to a friendship.
Mm.
But a true, real friendship, it has to have a foundation, just like a marriage. Mm-hmm. Or any other relationship. It has to have a foundation, and that foundation should be solid.
Okay, well, so let me stop you there, and let me give you this scenario. This is your girl, and this is not a token friendship. This is a friendship, a love, a respect, years and years and years. But you know her. I mean, you don't just know her name and know where she lives. I mean, you know her.
Right.
And you know that she cannot handle knowing what you know, then what? You know this. You know she can't handle it.
I know she's broken. I know she's weak.
I hear a but.
But mm-hmm. As a friend, how am I helping her grow as a woman if I'm allowing her to be in a degrading and disrespectful relationship that I know about? How am I helping her gain her strength and gain her inner value for herself if I, as a friend, am sitting back because I don't want the heat. So I'm going to sit back and I'm going to let her
not necessarily the heat. You don't want to see her broken even further, especially if this is a relationship that, you know, she's gotten out of a relationship, she's had challenges, and she's all about this relationship. And this could be literally the straw that breaks her back.
Yeah, this is say a person that says, you know, I had a close call with death very recently, and those few moments that,
you know, moments that seemed like a lifetime, I said to myself, you know, I'm okay right now with dying.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Dang.
That's somebody that's very low.
Wow. She says, I'm okay with right now with dying.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Wow.
So, you know, that's the kind of vulnerability you have with in some situations like that.
Right. And I'm going to say, girl, until the Lord calls you home, I'm going to speak life into you, and we're going to rehabilitate this thing. I am not going to let you die on my watch. Now, you can die on somebody else's time, but not on mine. And that's just the kind of friend that I am. Even when it's uncomfortable, and wow. Even when it's in that's not comfortable. That's a very uncomfortable situation. But to me, it's like I know all of the things that are going to come with me telling her. But my
do
girlfriend
you really
is already.
You know all of the things that's going to come with that.
She's going to be mad at me. She's going to question whether I'm telling the truth or not. I know all of those things are going to come with it. But my girlfriend is already weak. She's already going through some things. Do I let her stay in this fake relationship? Or do I help her move beyond that? For me, if she's already weak and she's, to me, that's just hurting her even more. She doesn't think that it is, but I know that it is.
Okay, now check this out. All right, so you know that you know that you know that you're going to tell her, if you know. Then you tell her, you break this down. She's broken, she's hurt. Here's the girl code. She's going to go back to that man, and she's going to say, Teresa told me. Mm-hmm. And then what?
Girl.
He can't stand you now.
Yeah,
you're
all up in the mix now.
Yep. He cannot stand you. You messy. It's all uh-huh. your fault.
And I knew that before I told him.
And you knew that before
I
you
knew that
her.
Before yeah. I told him. Yeah.
Okay, so
but my
you...
friendship is not with him. It's with her.
Mm.
So it's okay. And it's... And
now, what if you're friends with both of them?
Right.
Then...
Who's the lead friend?
Right. Who is that foundation of trust and all of those things most solid with? Because sometimes you do have those situations where we have mutual friends because we've grown to know each other right, and hang right. out and whatnot. But me and her go way back. This is a deep, tested, tried and true
so
friendship.
So what you're saying is you're going to be more friends with her.
If
than
that's what the friendship is. I mean, if the friendship is with him, then I got to check him.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. This is probably 10 years ago. My husband and I went through a divorce. We had both met a couple during our marriage. You know, he was friendly with the guy, and I was friendly with the girl, and we did a couple things together, so the four of us were friends. So my husband and I separated, and, you know, during which was my choice. I moved out. And, you know, during a separation, what a terrible time that is.
Absolutely.
How lonely you feel and mm-hmm. just all the emotions. Well, the girl and her, the friend and her boyfriend broke up as well. Well, the girl continued to be friends with my ex-husband.
Uh-oh.
Like, basically, she abandoned me pretty much and remained friends with him. I'm, you know, visiting at his mm-hmm, house and mm-hmm. that kind of thing. No romantic involvement okay. or anything like that.
But she chose a side, really.
She did. And we talked about it maybe about 5 years after that. We didn't speak because I gradually quit calling her. Mm-hmm. You know, I would invite her to come see my new house, my new place. And, okay, I'm going to come. Well, she wouldn't, but she would find time to go to his house.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so when I needed a friend the most, she wasn't there.
Mm.
But, you know, so.
That still hurts, hun T.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, about 5, 6, 7 years later, we met up in a store and, you know, started talking about things from there. And at this point in my life, I try not to hold grudges anymore. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm really over that. Life is too short. So,
but I can still feel the emotion. So obviously
right.
there's something still there. Why?
Well, because it hurts to be cast aside, I guess, and not be the chosen one, I guess, or not have the friendship that maybe you thought you really thought that you would have, that you could count on.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see that doesn't happen, it's heartbreaking.
Wow.
So. But eventually, we got back together, and we were very close friends. She apologized, and I just, you know,
did
I
you ask
out
her why?
Her,
did you ask her why?
Yeah, I did. And she said, you know, it was just, that was a more party atmosphere over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what she was into. You know, I guess she didn't want to, you know, one-on-one girl time or, you know, visiting or playing with the baby or whatever the case was. She was in, you know, she wanted to drink and party and have a good time.
Right.
So, anyway, but I told her, you know, I said, well, let this be a lesson learned.